Good evening. It's July 5th, and I, Luke Caverly, and my Divided Kingdom co-host, Elizabeth Cuppet Caverly, record the Cutting Edge program. You Global Star listeners will hear live on July 5th. The program is entitled Pride Month and Twilight Afterburn. You'll surely want to visit our radio program archives again and tell others about the extremely crucial to our understanding programs we recently had.
And Lou, I have to interrupt that we want to thank some recent listeners who have written to us and given us a little help. And we do need a lot of help for August because WWCR has five Thursdays in it. So if you can help us, do send a check or a money order made out to WWCR. And we could also use some cash because Lou has expenses coming up connected with the radio. The phone has to be paid, and there are different things with the copying machine, the printer. So any cash would be much appreciated, or an anonymous money order. And we're just about completely out of postage stamps, so some of you have been helping us. And we ask for special prayers for the Pennsylvania doctor who has been faithfully helping us weekly, not a huge amount, but an amount that is really, really quite stupendous for him when he is seeking extra shifts. He has been very generous with us. And we do ask that you will pray for his health to maintain itself and to improve, and that he will be able to pick up extra work shifts. We just praise God for his wonderful faithfulness to all of you to help us stay on the air, to see that we can keep warning you the truth that you won't find in many other places. And we also ask for prayers for that family who has been so harmed by the COVID tests and by their second generation, I think, their children, having to be around people who have had the COVID shots with all the spike proteins and all of this shedding. And their little grandchild who was rushed to the hospital, they thought she had a stroke. She didn't talk for 2 hours. Now she has a different condition in which she has involuntary seizures, her arms, and they twist and they reach out. And we know this is some kind of a neurological problem, probably related to all of these things. We recall that their daughter, after getting the COVID test, kept blowing metal shards out of her nose. So this family, please pray for this family that every member of the family will improve and that God will send miraculous healing. So if some of you can help us, we would deeply appreciate it. And we also ask you to send people to DividedKingdomRadio.com. That is our website, DividedKingdomRadio.com. Tell them to check the archives for that series of programs with Dr. Dennis Cuddy. There were three programs in total. And just last week, we had Christian J. Pinto, the documentary filmmaker, an excellent interview. So we do ask you to tell people, and I'm asking you as a special favor, to, if you have a member like this in your family who is college age or young, perhaps 20s, 25, 30, that you will alert them about our program. We must reach the next generation. So if you can help us in any way, and, well, I mustn't forget to thank Brenda for a lovely painting. We've mentioned her before, a lovely painting with a beautiful tree on it came, and that really made our 4th of July. So we do thank all of you who are helping us, and if you can help, if you haven't helped for a while, please send it to Lou Caverly, Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Again, that's Lou Caverly at P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And now, Lou, go back to telling us what you have, the important things, the information about where we can be heard and everything you have to tell us.
All right. Well, we can be heard on several venues, including WWCR.com. You can hear it direct on the Internet on Thursday evenings at 8, and You can help me out, Elizabeth. What's the repeat Saturday morning?
On 7.490 megahertz at 8 a.m., that's Eastern. And then on Mondays at 4 p.m., 9.350 megahertz. And again, that's Eastern time. And, of course, we have some other venues, too. We have Liberty Works Radio Network, LWRN.net. And then we have KSTARTalkRadio.com. And don't we have Kingdom Star?
Yes, KingdomStarRadio.com.
Yes. And so now pick up your introduction, Lou.
All right. Well, thank you, Elizabeth. And Elizabeth had a crucial radio monologue on two new aspects of COVID harm found by two researchers living a world apart on separate continents from each other. And tell others and you yourselves, if you haven't had a chance to hear them, read this essay. That also stupefies us with shocking increases in women's breast cancer in the first 6 months of 2023, just that time alone. And to read the essay, again, go to our DividedKingdomRadio.com website, that's DividedKingdomRadio.com, and select Breaking News. You can hear all of our various essays, not hear them, but see them, read them. And depending upon what you use to get to it, whether it's a smartphone or an actual computer, you may or may not have to select Breaking News twice. But you'll see that when you go to the website, DividedKingdomRadio.com. And you can also read my essay on the 400 fires for June 15th. And next we go to our news blitz of breaking headlines.
Okay, Lou, with those, here we go. And was there a little bit more that you had to talk about?
No, I believe that is up to date now.
Okay, that is really great. Many of you have come to look forward to these, and we, again, tonight, thank Brother Bruce of American Prophecy for his essential help on these headlines in our news blitz. And, you know, money is always on everyone's mind. And so here we have a website we were not familiar with, Daily, H-O-D-L, I guess that's HODL.com, June 26th. 572,000, excuse me, Lou, I'm going to have to ask you, is this trillion? There are six zeros after the 572.
Well, now that would be million.
No, I'm not telling you correctly. There are nine zeros after the 572.
Okay, then that's billion with a B.
Billion. Okay, that's $572 billion added to U.S. debt in 2 weeks. Total debt now exceeds China, Japan, Germany, and U.K.'s combined GDP, and this is Alex Richardson. Over half, maybe they made a mistake, over half a trillion. I guess that is billions, isn't it?
Yeah, 500 billion would be half a trillion.
Yes, yep. They are correct, and you're correct. Over half a trillion more dollars have been dumped into the U.S. government's debt spiral in the last 2 weeks alone. And then we have another one. We're talking about the world of money. And again, this is the People's Voice, June 21st, 2023. BlackRock exec admits on camera, "We control the world. Depopulation is good for business." BlackRock executive Serge Varley has been caught on camera admitting that the globalist investment company, quote, controls the world and is actively working towards, quote, depopulating the planet, end of quote, as part of its agenda. James O'Keefe's new outlet, O'Keefe Media Group, OMG, filmed Varley making the startling claims about the investment company in undercover footage. The BlackRock executive explained to the undercover journalist how the company gets politicians in its pocket, saying the senators are effing cheap. You got 10 grand, you can buy a senator. And then we move on to the People's Voice, June 23rd. Pope Francis decrees, we need a global central bank. New World Order demagogue Pope Francis has rung in the new year by calling for the establishment of a global public authority and a central world bank to rule over financial institutions and the increasingly unruly masses. Moving right on with this idea of our money, we then have the People's Voice, June 22nd. Alabama becomes latest state to push back against a central bank digital currency. Another U.S. state has taken action in an effort to hinder the implementation of a central bank digital currency, CBDC. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey signed a bill into law that pushes back against CBDC in a small way that could place some roadblocks in the path toward implementing a digital dollar. Ivey signed this last week. Florida and Indiana have also recently enacted laws banning the use of a central bank digital currency, CBDC, as money in those states.
And now we have this headline. Prigozhin exposed as CIA agent tasked with assassinating Putin. This is from the People's Voice, June 26, 2023. And it goes on to say there's a media blackout. Yevgeny Viktorovich Prigozhin has been outed as a CIA asset who was tasked with assassinating Russian President Vladimir Putin, according to credible reports. Next, NATO goes to combat status. NATO warplanes penetrating Black Sea. USS Gerald Ford in Eastern Mediterranean. This was from Citizens Watch Report, June 26, 2023. NATO will change the status of the Air Force mission for the protection of the skies of the Baltic states to combat, Stoltenberg said. The so-called air police control the space above the Baltic states and are not considered a military mission. And with a combat mandate, NATO fighters will be able to participate in hostilities and be integrated into Lithuania's defense plans. In addition, the German defense minister said that the country intends to deploy an additional 4,000 troops in Lithuania on a long-term basis. And then we have from Zero Hedge, June 26th, Iran in America's backyard raises defiant Latin America tour.
Wow, Lou,
yes.
That's a shocker.
It is. It certainly is. This is by Tyler Durden, again, on the 26th of June. On June 21st, the U.S. House Counterterrorism Law Enforcement and Intelligence Subcommittee conducted a hearing on, quote, countering threats posed by nation-state actors, unquote, in Latin America to U.S. homeland security. Congressman and Subcommittee Chair August Pfluger referred to, quote-unquote, threats posed by China, Russia, and Iran to U.S. homeland security within Latin America, often referred to as America's backyard. During the recent docking of an Iranian Navy flotilla in Brazil's port city of Rio de Janeiro, Congressman Pfluger expressed concern over what he said was Iran's intention, quote, to assert its power in the region, unquote. The flotilla's voyage, which spanned the world despite facing sanctions, was seen as a remarkable demonstration of Iran's military prowess. Pfluger's apprehension, though not explicitly stated, was triggered by Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi's highly publicized tour of Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Cuba, marking the first visit by an Iranian president to the region in over 7 years. As Raisi was busy signing dozens of cooperation agreements with his Latin American counterparts, Maria Elvira Salazar, the chairperson of the U.S. House Subcommittee on the Western Hemisphere, told Fox News that the Iranian president's trip to the region underscored the failure of the Biden administration's policy on Latin America, which not too long ago used to be America's fortress.
Yes, and, you know, we have to always be thinking, Lou, about Dr. Dennis Cuddy's book, and that was The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan, the second generation plan down in countries like Brazil and countries in Latin America. And so now we move on to Chinese surveillance state. This is Infowars.com, June 22nd. Facial recognition and social credit score required at gas stations. And this said, footage out of China sheds light on its Orwellian surveillance state, showing how citizens are required to scan their faces and have a good standing in the social credit system to obtain gas at fuel stations. And this was a video posted to Twitter by Song Pingang, and it shows how residents must approach a kiosk and have their faces scanned in order to access gas for vehicles. And then we have another headline. Twitter suspends Big Pharma whistleblower who exposed U.S. military's involvement in COVID jabs. This is the People's Voice, June 24th. Former pharmaceutical executive Sasha Latipova was suspended from Twitter after claiming that the U.S. military was involved with the creation and distribution of the so-called COVID-19 vaccines. And, of course, this is Elizabeth Caverly and Lou Caverly and I. We know that many of you regular listeners remember, you recall very well, that months back we presented definitive articles on the involvement of NIH, NIAID, the DOD, plus these accusations that in the Ukraine, these agencies and other government agencies had had biological weapons labs. And that was one reason Putin wanted to take all that down. So this was definitely said that one of Putin's targets to destroy was this complex of these evil, abominable to God facilities that will come back to all of us. And I think now that we've had these, we have, do you have any more there?
I have one more, yes.
Okay, great.
This is also from Zero Hedge. The headline reads, Dr. Paul Alexander, we studied COVID's effects on the brain. The results shocked us, and it was written by the Wellness Company. And I do not have a date on this. Oh, yes, I do, June 26th. Dr. Paul Alexander, former Trump administration official at the Department of Health and Human Services during the COVID pandemic, had this to say. And today, by the way, he continues his service to the country by sounding the alarm on the public health fallout after the pandemic. One prime post-COVID symptom that has left experts puzzled is the brain fog phenomena. A phenomenon where people infected by the virus experience long-term neurological symptoms. Indeed, Dr. Alexander recently shared a study produced by Clow and others at his local university, the University of Buffalo, titled Mitochondrial Dynamics in SARS-CoV-2 Spike Protein-Treated Human Microglia, I guess you pronounce that, Implications for Neuro-COVID. The study is alarming, to say the least. And this is a quote from the study. Emerging clinical data from the current COVID-19 pandemic suggests that about 40% of COVID-19 patients develop neurological symptoms attributed to viral encephalitis, while in COVID long haulers, chronic neuroinflammation and neuronal damage result in a syndrome described as neuro-COVID. We hypothesize that SARS-CoV-2 induces mitochondrial dysfunction, an activation of the mitochondrial-dependent intrinsic apoptotic pathway, resulting in microglial and neuronal apoptosis, unquote. The authors studied brain immune cells before and after COVID spike protein exposure. The spike protein caused the cell's mitochondria, the part of the cell that creates energy and stimulates immune response, to dysfunction massively. And it goes on to say, and you could see this if you went to the website for Zero Hedge, checked it out for June 26th, it says, compare the photos below of untreated UT versus SARS-CoV-2 spike-exposed cells. And then it goes on to say the yellow box emphasizes the degradation of the cell's mitochondria.
And Lou and I have a vet friend. She's in her early 70s. She has brain fog, and she has fluid on the brain, and she's had all of the shots, including the booster. Case closed. And now Lou is going to reset himself for this very dramatic presentation in a moment as he follows up my reading of his short SQL emergency alert, and it will also be posted at dividedkingdomradio.com. It is posted there now, but he's going to give the very dramatic, in-depth fire report and spiritual analysis. Sequel, The Great Burning, 500 Fires, Radio Monologue Headline Alert, Lou Caverly, July 5th, 2023, Dateline, June 29th. 100 new fires in Canada, 25 more in one day. The dangerous smoke is back, with code red warnings all over America. And Lou, take it away.
All right. Now we're looking back, post-July 4th, at the fire situation. How bad was it? Well, on Thursday morning, June 29th, I turned on my smartphone. June 29th, by the way, has the number 11, the number of judgment in it. If you add the 2 and the 9, you get 11 for the 29th, the symbol of judgment. I was astounded to see the following reports. First, we had a report from Forbes.com. More than 120 million Americans were under air quality warnings on Thursday, the 29th of June, CNN reported, as wildfire smoke from Canada continued to extend across the country, giving areas of the Midwest the worst air quality in the world as the U.S. headed into a long weekend for July 4th. Air quality alerts were in effect across the upper middle Mississippi Valley, Great Lakes, Western Ohio Valley, Central Appalachians, Northeast, and Mid-Atlantic, according to the National Weather Service. With airnow.gov, that must be a website, airnow.gov showing air quality ratings classified as either unhealthy or very unhealthy. And that stretched from Minnesota and Iowa to Washington, D.C. and Virginia. Some of the worst air quality ratings were located in Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, Ohio, and western Pennsylvania. Areas of the Northeast, including New York and New Jersey, were also under air quality advisories. Chicago registered an air quality index, AQI, of 215 as of Thursday morning, classified as very unhealthy, while Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, had an AQI of 251, and Detroit had 164, which is in the unhealthy range, with IQ Air finding that Midwestern cities had the worst air quality of any cities in the entire world. 500. That is the number of active fires across Canada as of Wednesday, according to the Canadian Interagency Forest Fire Center, which are causing the wildfire smoke that comes down to the U.S. There were 25 new fires as of Wednesday, with the center reporting that 257 remained out of control. Canadian officials said Wednesday that the fires are expected to continue and for air quality to be an issue throughout the summer. Rainfall that could significantly help to quell the fires will be needed for things to improve.
And Lou, is that the Illuminati flashing their moral sign? They have to always warn us that they're preparing to add maybe 25 more fires a day again later on. We don't know, but pick up the story.
Well, that, Elizabeth, could very well be. Continuing, the wildfire smoke may have had impact on America's 4th of July travel. And now that we're on this side of the 4th of July, we know that a lot of travel inconveniences happened with many, many, many planes, either flights postponed or completely canceled. So that's been a big story throughout the holiday weekend. And continuing on, there were, as I said, 25 new fires just in that one day, a week ago Wednesday. Canadian officials said that the fires are expected to continue, and I believe I already read that portion of it, so we're going to have to hope that things get better as the summer goes on, but this is not too optimistic. The wildfire smoke may have had an impact on America's 4th of July travel. We said that. Pittsburgh International Airport told CBS News the airport and airlines were monitoring the situation, and FlightAware reported that 634 flights within, into, or out of the U.S. had already been delayed on Thursday as of 7 a.m. Eastern Time, along with 355 cancellations. And as we now know, it's even been worse than those statistics. Smoke from the Canadian wildfires has become a major issue throughout the U.S. this summer. The wildfire smoke from Canada has now made it as far as Western Europe. The UK's Met Office first reported on Monday, remaining in the upper levels of the atmosphere over Europe, reaching as far as Norway. But since the wildfire smoke is higher into the atmosphere in Europe, it's not expected to pose the same threat to air quality as in the United States. And from CBS News, we have a quote. This was from KDKA TV. Canadian wildfire smoke created unhealthy air quality across the Pittsburgh area. A second straight code red air quality action day was issued as smoke from wildfires in Canada made for unhealthy levels of pollution for everyone across the Pittsburgh area. Code red quality alert was issued by the Department of Environmental Protection for the entire state of Pennsylvania, both Wednesday and Thursday. These western Pennsylvania counties were under a code red warning. Erie, Warren, Pekin, Crawford, Mercer, Venango, Forest, Elk, Lawrence, Butler, Clarion, Armstrong, Jefferson, Clearfield, Indiana, Cambria, Beaver, Allegheny, Westmoreland, Washington, Green, Fayette, and Somerset. And counties subject to an orange alert include those in central Pennsylvania, such as Potter, Cameron, Clinton, Center, Blair, Huntington, Bedford, and Fulton. In Minnesota, a record 23rd air quality alert was issued Tuesday through late Wednesday night across much of the state as smoky skies obscured the skylines of both Minneapolis and St. Paul. The Baltimore Sun had this headline, Maryland under code red air quality alert due to Canada wildfires. That was dated June 29th. Fox Channel 5 in Washington, D.C. headlined, smoky haze from Canadian wildfires blankets region Thursday. Code purple air quality alert in D.C. Code purple, or sometimes called maroon, means, quote, all groups should stay indoors as much as possible, unquote. So you can see these serious smoke warnings included even some code purple alerts. And the code purple, as you can tell, is more detrimental than the code red. As July 4th neared, a mockery was made of, oh, beautiful for spacious skies. The scourge of 500 fires was even 100 more than at the time I wrote my article about it as of June 15th. This newest threat was almost totally pervasive over the American heartland. Is there a supernatural element to this widespread recurrence of the smoke and its threat? I have to ask whether it indicates God's judgment impending, hovering over a nation that defiantly flew an LGBTQ rainbow flag over the nation's key seat of power, the White House. One recalls reports at the time of the awful events of September 11, 2001, that the face of Satan was seen by some gloating in the smoke at Ground Zero. 9/11 was perhaps the onset, the warning salvo of God's judgment coming to America, a warning that still allowed time, in God's mercy, for citizens of this country to repent and turn to Him, their Maker. And now we move to our main program news entitled Pride Month and Twilight Afterburn.
And you know, Lou, that warning that you read about a possible judgment and our memories of that face, we saw pictures of that on September 11th and the aftermath of that. It certainly looked ghoulish. It looked a little bit like Baphomet in the smoke. And is it a clue, a hint of what is coming to this country? And so we now move to our program entitled Pride Month, Twilight, and Afterburn. And this is Ethan Huff at naturalnews.com, June 9th. Nike launches 2023 Pride Month with, quote, doctor who performs transgender mutilations on children. We began this article one other time, but you need to have your full attention on the full article, listeners. A leaked email has revealed that the Nike Corporation is promoting a surgeon for this year's Pride Month who says he has performed many, quote, gender-affirming mastectomies on minors and is apparently proud of it. The email starts off by stating that this year's theme is Together We Are Undeniable, adding that the LGBTQIA+ community continues to fight for equality, their fight to be themselves. Based out of Portland, Nike will host a panel discussion featuring Dr. Blair Peters, a surgeon at the Oregon Health and Science University, OHSU, who has mutilated children's bodies for cash. Quote, join the human rights campaign, Portland Community Football Club's CAG, Leitner, and OHSU Trans Health Program's Dr. Blair Peters for a panel and a Q&A to discuss policies impacting the transgender community. The email further states, advertising the July 11th event. Now, listeners, you see that our title for tonight's program is Pride Month Twilight and Afterburn. It didn't stop in June. This is going into July. And we have to tell you, listeners who now hear us live on Global Star, we're thrilled to have you listening, and we hope some people in Europe hear us on the satellite. Going back to the article, Peter's deleted tweet celebrating three child gender-affirming mastectomies he performed in one day. And I believe, Lou, you have more.
I do. To give you an idea of who Peters is, last year he tweeted in celebration that he had performed, and this, by the way, is a quote, performed gender-affirming mastectomies, top surgeries, for three young adults and adolescents, unquote, in one single day. Like this was some kind of a laudable accomplishment. And a video entitled, Meet OHSU's Dr. Blair Peters, Peters also made reference to having performed other, quote, sex change, unquote, operations on minors, discussing what it is that motivates him to inflict this kind of permanent mutilative damage on children. Peters, who self-identifies as queer, and that must be his own description because it's in quotes, stated that one of his minor patients who had stopped going to school before undergoing transgender mutilation is, quote, thriving all of the sudden, unquote, now that the child, a seeming female, had her breasts removed in order to become trans. It is important to note here that OHSU is affiliated with Dornbecker Children's Hospital, which runs a gender clinic whose director received a $3,114 payment from Endo Pharmaceuticals, which produces a pharmaceutical drug that is commonly used off-label as a puberty blocker in underage children. In other words, these gender clinics that are popping up all over the place, including where Peters works, are receiving kickbacks from drug companies in exchange for doctors pushing their drugs on children who are built into mutilating their bodies in an attempt to become their, quote, true selves, unquote.
2 days after the Pride event and panel featuring Peters, Nike is also planning to stage a, quote, family-friendly drag story time, which will occur at Nike's, quote, inaugural Pride Community Fair, spotlighting local queer, women, and minority-owned businesses. You have an opportunity to cultivate an undeniable sense of community and belonging with your Nike teammates through activations like a family-friendly drag story time. An announcement about the July 13th event further reads, like Target, Nike is also pushing a whole new line of gender-inclusive, that's in quotes, apparel, on children. The company is encouraging its employees to, quote, join the Pride Network as we spotlight the pioneering gender-inclusive, quote, Kids One Fit apparel, at which attendees will, quote, unpack the conversation of trans inclusion in sport with a special screening of, quote, Changing the Game, a film that promotes the presence of male athletes in women's sports. Part of the so-called Pride Network also includes a section on, quote, queer ecology, featuring a talk by, quote, environmental educator Isaias Hernandez. Queer ecology, as defined by the Pride Network, is, quote, a field of scientific study that disrupts conventional binaries to create solutions for the Climate Action and Future of Sport. To keep up with the latest news about how multinational corporations like Nike are after your children, visit Evil News.
And next, with monsters like Dr. Blair Peters destroying children's bodies, is it any surprise that demon possession of our life and culture are all around us? This next was from endtimeheadlines.org. And the headline reads, Demon Lilith, L-I-L-I-T-H, on full display on a billboard in Times Square with apocalyptic skies looming over New York.
You might describe what that looks like since the listeners don't have a picture of Lilith.
Well, it shows a city scene with a what would appear to be a large billboard, a very large billboard, in front of what appears to be an apartment building. It says, Diablo, welcome to hell. Welcome to hell, New York.
And what does Lilith look like? Isn't there a statue there?
There's at least a painting, if not a statue.
And what does it look like?
It looks like a possibly male, possibly female body, and the head has these strange eyes that look right through you, with apparently snakes coming out instead of hair.
Mm.
Several snakes. So a pretty strange thing. And it says, the brand new installment from a video game series called Diablo, also called Devil, features a demon that in Jewish mythology and folklore, Lilith, was known to prey upon helpless newborn infants and seduced unsuspecting men using their, quote, wasted seed, unquote, to spawn hordes of demon babies. Pretty chilling. Then next we have, getting back a little bit to the smoke, we have from NowTheEndBegins.com. This was by Jeffrey Kreider. New York City skyline turned into apocalyptic end times nightmare as smoke from wildfires in Canada render it nearly uninhabitable. And we had a little comment. It's also then any is it also any surprise that segues of a pending judgment are all around us too? Now the end begins. June 6th. Had these headlines during the first appearance of the Canadian Great Burn. Well, we read the headlines about the New York skyline, and the details say, smoke from hundreds of wildfires raging across Canada engulfed New York City in the eastern United States on Wednesday, upending the rhythms of daily life for tens of millions of Americans, creating a sea of code red air quality alerts as far south as the Carolinas, and prompting widespread health worries. In a scene straight out of the Book of Joel, or even the Revelation, the city that never sleeps has been engulfed with apocalyptic smoke, infused with an orange-red glow that has drifted down from wildfires raging out of control in Canada. This is resulting in the worst air quality ever recorded in New York City, and at the moment, just maybe the worst anywhere in the world. To you, this may look like an environmental disaster. To me, it looks like a harbinger of more to come. And then we have schools in America that once operated under guidance of God's allowed holy scripture, now are unholy, perverse dens.
And we just have to really think about this. We can't come to the point that we think this is ho-hum, just this is normal in America. This is far from normal. And we need all of you to pray hard for repentance, for remorse in our politicians, in our pastors, in the dead churches, in the hearts of ordinary Americans. We need pushback, but we mostly need repentance. Yes, in our schools, it's just unthinkable to Lou and me as former teachers. Read it, Lou.
And the headline says, Oregon School District to host Pride Fest. That's in quotation marks, Pride Fest. For all ages, featuring gay men's chorus and drag shows. The event includes pro-LGBT organizations as, quote, community guests, unquote, including Planned Parenthood, HIV Alliance, and Eugene Pride. That's the city, Eugene, Oregon. This is by Jean Mondoro, Friday, June 2nd, 2023, at LifeSite News. A school district in Oregon advertised an all-ages pride fest that would include a clothing swap and drag performances for children. Eugene School District 4J hosted the event on Friday, June 2nd at the North Eugene High School football field. According to a poster circulated on Twitter by the Conservative Libs of TikTok account, a variety of free LGBT-themed activities would take place. The event was to include a, quote, clothing swap, gay men's chorus, drag performances, spoken word poetry, food and vendors, arts and crafts tables, face painting, and student performances, unquote. A variety of pro-LGBT organizations were scheduled to be present as, quote, community guests, unquote, and they included Planned Parenthood. Others listed are Sexual Assault Support Services, HIV Alliance, Eugene Pride, and the National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI.
Ophelia's Place, a local organization that advertises resources for teenage girls struggling with eating disorders, was to make an appearance. The group's website stated that we are for all trans girls and cis girls, as well as for non-binary youth, gender non-conforming youth, and gender queer youth who feel or have a connection to girlhood or girlness. NEHS, the school hosting the event, has a Gender and Sexuality Alliance Club, GSA, designed to affirm gender confusion among its students and by developing a so-called, quote, safe place for students to be themselves, end of quote. Although the event was to still take place, posters advertising the activities were removed from official district social media accounts due to backlash, particularly regarding the planned drag performances. Quote, the organizers, the students, and the staff supporting the students reached out to let us know that the students were no longer feeling safe based on some of the comments that were being posted on there, the district's communications director told a local news outlet earlier this week. This is not the first time that the school district has made headlines. In March, LifeSite News reported that a high school teacher in Eugene had given a, quote, sexual fantasy, end of quote, short story assignment to students. The incident gained national attention and was condemned by the district, which launched an investigation. While the presence of the LGBT agenda and gender ideology in public schools is not a new phenomenon, it has been seen with greater prominence in recent weeks in celebration of so-called, quote, Pride Month in June. Earlier this week, California parents planned to protest an upcoming Pride Day at a local elementary school, declaring that they would keep their children home on June 2nd in opposition to the narrative to normalize homosexual parenting. Last Friday, Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds signed legislation banning gender ideology in elementary schools, removing sexually explicit books from school libraries, and ensuring that parents are informed of any gender confusion experienced by their children. The moves taken by many states to protect vulnerable children and parental rights stands in direct contrast to the rise in LGBT indoctrination in public schools and Oregon's laws on the issue that permit gender-confused children to access puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and mutilating surgeries. And now, again, indicating possible judgment is hovering near. We have the Daily Mail, June the 6th, and possibly this is subsequent to some of these iniquities that you've read about, especially that doctor mutilating children and connected with Nike. Deadly bacteria that kills up to 50% of patients, now endemic to U.S. Gulf Coast, CDC expert says. And again, this was the Daily Mail, June 6th, just a year after it was first detected in the country. The CDC made the warning. Experts said the bacteria was now endemic to the 1,600-mile U.S. Gulf Coast. And this was by Luke Andrews. A deadly bacteria that kills up to 50% of people it infects has now been listed as an endemic along the U.S. Gulf Coast. Dr. Julia Petras, an epidemiologist at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who made the warning, and Burkholderia pseudomallows pseudomallei was now likely lurking in soil and stagnant water across the 1,600 miles from Texas to Florida. People infected with the bacteria suffer meleoidosis, a severe condition that can trigger pneumonia and sepsis and can be fatal. Doctors are now on alert for the disease, which can initially be misdiagnosed as another infection. The CDC declaration comes less than a year after it was detected in the U.S. for the first time in soil from the Mississippi coast.
And from discernreport.com, June 10th, we have the headline, Kansas wheat harvest will be the smallest since 1957. And U.S. corn is being absolutely devastated by drought.
And Lou, we must say that judgment can involve allowing the evil ones to use their weather modification to dry up the rain. You and I have seen it here many, many days in Maryland. The barium, the aluminum, whatever else they're spraying, the clouds that are toxic to all of us that are going to destroy the crops. They were very worried here very recently about the soybeans and the corn. And they talked about soybeans particularly because this is a crop that they just have to place in the soil by hand. It isn't tilled, I believe, and it wouldn't work right in the ground that has the drought. So now we have to know that these evil things are possible causes of what many people blithely, naively say. They said it in our local newspaper, well, you just have to wait for Mother Nature. No, it's not that simple. Read on, Lou.
And this is by Michael Snyder. Significantly higher food prices are coming because U.S. food production is going to be way below the normal levels this year. That is really bad news because food prices are already absurdly high. In some cases, people are paying as much for a shopping cart full of food as they did for a used vehicle in the old days. I wish that I was exaggerating, but I am not. And I'll interject, this is Lou speaking. He's right. I once paid $250 for a car in the old days and can't get all that many groceries for that. Reading on. Unfortunately, food prices are only going to go higher because farmers and ranchers are being hit extremely hard from coast to coast. For example, it's being reported that wheat farmers in Kansas, quote, will reap their smallest harvest in more than 60 years, unquote. And Kansas has been called the country's breadbasket. Now, wheat farmers in the state will reap their smallest harvest in more than 60 years. This will go directly down the chain, from farmers to consumers at the grocery store. Kansas normally produces more wheat than any other U.S. state by a wide margin.
Do you have another one, Lou? Go ahead.
Let's see now. No, I think it's over
I think
to you.
It's now, again, these strange signs that are appearing. We recall back at the time of September 11th, right before that all happened, Evangelist Bree Keaton, in a book, wrote about how everybody was spotting sharks everywhere. They were coming in. That might have been symbolic. And now, this time we have from truthpress.com, June 13th, Gulf Coast beach covered as thousands of dead fish wash ashore. Thousands of dead menhaden fish washed. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Menhaden fish?
I think it's Manhattan, but
Menhaden
I'm not positive.
Fish washed ashore on a beach in the Gulf Coast of Texas Friday morning, according to county officials. Quintana Beach County Park said the dead fish were found at the far end of Bryan Beach near the mouth of the Brazos River, approximately 6 miles down the coast from Quintana Park.
And now we have WEF, that's the World Economic Forum, orders U.S. government to forcibly seize farms by 2025 and burn millions of cattle. This was on the People's Voice, June 7th. Biden's special presidential envoy for climate, the former Senator John Kerry, has declared that it's time to follow in the Netherlands' footsteps and crack down on privately owned farms to fight climate change. And then we have the World Economic Forum, WEF, say they are organizing massive civil unrest in the U.S. this summer. From the People's Voice, June 9th, 2023. The World Economic Forum have admitted they are organizing massive civil unrest in America this summer as part of a summer of chaos that's in quotes, Summer of Chaos, which is designed to help usher in that Great Reset agenda. The leaders of Extinction Rebellion, XR, and various other WEF-affiliated groups are planning a Summer of Chaos in the U.S. this summer, complete with a, quote, large-scale civil disobedience campaign, unquote, including hunger strikes, road and highway blockages, and violence at federal properties. To make sure the WEF's agenda of depopulation, 15-minute cities, and the eradication of national sovereignty occurs, Europe's top WEF activists are expanding their United States-based franchise, known as Declare Emergency, which aims to spread civil unrest across the pond from Europe to America.
Yes, and we're now looking at, we don't have a lot of time left, we may have to do some combining. 1 million moms had a headline, The North Face Exposes Children to Summer of Pride Collection and Invitation. And again, you see this is like Target Redux. And so this line from The North Face has items for children, and this ad begins, Hi, it's me, Patagonia, a real-life homosexual. I'm here with The North Face. But that's just the beginning. The North Face's new rainbow-themed clothes and accessories, including a rainbow jacket and a blanket for children, are part of a gay pride collection and marketing campaign. And this particular ad features a drag queen spokesperson actually saying, Come out. As a double entendre, he continues in a high, screeching voice, We are here to invite you to come out in nature with us. The advertisement includes an invitation to their summer tour called Summer of Pride, held in select cities. This tour has everything. There will be hiking, community art, lesbians, and lesbians making art. Last year, we gay sashayed across the nation and celebrated pride with hundreds of you. The ad also features the male spokesman in full drag, wearing a rainbow mini dress matching rainbow leg warmers, heels, a wig, a rainbow headband, makeup, eyelash extensions, and huge hoop earrings. But what's the reality of this? We have the real reality. Gateway pundit Jim Hoff, June 3rd. Oklahoma mother files lawsuit against school district after daughter severely beaten by transgender student in girls' bathroom. Edmond Public Schools, Source News 9. A mother in Oklahoma has filed a lawsuit against Edmond Public Schools after her teenage daughter was allegedly severely beaten by a transgender student in the girls' bathroom. The incident, which took place at Edmond Memorial High School on October 26, 2022, allegedly involved a 15-year-old girl referred to as EG being severely beaten by a 17-year-old transgender student. The lawsuit filed last Thursday, and again, this article was dated June 3rd, 2023, by Teresa Gooden, claims that the accused attacker, assigned male at birth, used the girl's restroom in violation of a state law signed in May 2022. The law stipulates that public school students must use restrooms corresponding to the sex stated on their birth certificates. Logical, Lou, isn't it?
Yes.
Students who identify as transgender but choose not to comply with the policy are required by a law signed by Governor Kevin Stitt to use a, quote, single-occupancy restroom or changing room. According to the legal document obtained by the New York Post, the incident left the young girl with severe physical and mental injuries, physical and mental pain and suffering, and severe emotional distress. According to the lawsuit, the alleged attacker was removed from the school by police on October 21st after making threats toward EG. Gooden's lawsuit argues that the school district failed to enforce the state law, exposing her daughter to the risk of harm by allowing a transgender student to use the girl's restroom. And she is suing the district for more than $75,000 in damages and reimbursement of her legal fees. The suit also states that the transgender student confided in her daughter that, quote, he was in fact a male student that identified as a female. EG claims that she informed the assistant principal, Mary Jill Cochrane, of the conversation, but court documents claim nothing was done. The lawsuit states that the district was aware that the student was transgender at the time of the attack in October, but had done nothing about it. The school claims they were not aware, as the pupil had only enrolled at the school a few days prior to the incident. In a statement, the school previously said that the pupil was enrolled as a female, as parents are not required to present birth certificates when starting. And so we can see possibly some effects in the corporate world, too, of all this evil overtaking America, flying these abomination flags in God's eyes. We have some headlines here. Zero Hedge, Home Depot plunges after worst revenue miss in 20 years, slashes guidance, blames weather, lumber, and faltering consumer. That was Tyler Durden, Tuesday, May 16th. Back in April, Jenny Craig, this was at Gateway Pundit, Jenny Craig warns employees of mass layoffs, may file bankruptcy protection. Christina Layla, April 28th. Then we had naturalnews.com, get woke, go broke. Bed Bath & Beyond now begging product consignment company to stock its shelves so that stores don't appear empty. That was April the 7th. And America is experiencing, quote, a retail apocalypse. This was from Natural News in another article. We had Walmart and McDonald's are not the only stores making these kinds of changes. Other brands, including Bed Bath & Beyond, Foot Locker, Burger King, Big Lots, Macy's, Gap, JCPenney, Tuesday Morning, and Party City are also shuttering lower-performing stores. And all in all, these chains are closing the following number of stores this year: Bed Bath & Beyond, 416. Tuesday Morning, 265, Gap, 74, Party City, 22, Walmart, 7, Big Lot, 7, The Real Real, 6, Macy's, 4, JCPenney, 2. So we have maybe progress and prosperity with an inverse relationship, you see, to what's really going on. The abominations, the cup is getting full, it's reaching God. Leaked CVS gender transition guidelines require staff to use preferred pronouns. Let men use women's restrooms. There was a lot more to that article. That was in April. So we can see the trend. Will America repent? Will God again become the head of our country rather than Biden's LGBTQ rainbow flag flying there above the White House? We need prayer, and we're glad that Pastor Bob Martin is having special Sunday prayers. You might go to Challenge Ministries, and you might look that up. You might pray, because there's intercessory prayer there for our country to repent, for changes to come that are good changes, not this reprobate, perverted kind of control that Satan now has in America. God bless all of you, and we pray for your protection and well-being. Good night.